We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, Word Nerds. Welcome to this first October episode of the dictionary. October 1st is today. The first word is break point. Two words, noun from 1969. And I feel like, did we not? Oh, we had breaking point in the last episode. So this is break point. A situation in tennis in which the receiving player can win the game by scoring the next point. Also, the point so scored. Next is breakthrough. One word, noun from 1918. One, an offensive thrust that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line in warfare. Two, an act or instance of breaking through an obstacle, as in a breakthrough agreement. 3A, a sudden advance, especially in knowledge or technique, as in a medical breakthrough. 3B, a person's first notable success, as in a breakthrough novel. Next is breakthrough, it's two words, intransitive verb from 1955, to make a breakthrough. Now we have break up, noun from 1794. One, an act or instance of breaking up. Two, the breaking, melting, and loosening of ice in the spring. Next is break up, two words, verb from the 15th century, starting with intransitive. 1a. To cease to exist as a unified whole. Synonym is disperse, as in their partnership broke up. 1b, to end a romance. 2, to lose morale, composure, or resolution, especially to become abandoned to laughter, as in breaks up completely, laughing himself into a coughing fit. And that is a quote from Gene Williams. Gene is G-E-N-E. Next is transitive. 1, to break into pieces. 2, to bring to an end, as in broke up the fight. 3, to do away with. Synonym is destroy, as in break up a monopoly. 4, to disrupt the continuity or flow of, as in break up a dull routine. 5, synonym is decompose, as in break up a chemical. 6. To cause to laugh heartily. Moving on to break up value. Two words, noun from 1902. The value, especially of shares of stock of a corporation liquidating its assets. Next is breakwater. One word, noun from circa 1769. An offshore structure as a wall, protecting a harbor or beach from the force of waves. Next is, it could be pronounced a couple ways, brim or bream, B-R-E-A-M, first form, noun from the 14th century. 1, a bronze-colored European freshwater cyprinid fish. Cyprinid is C-Y-P-R-I-N-I-D. Broadly, any of various related fishes. The scientific name is Abramis brama. Abramis brama. 2a. Any of various marine fish related to the porgy, called also sea bream or sea bream. And the family name for that is Sperridae. Next is 2b. Any of various freshwater sunfishes, especially the synonym bluegill. So there's a lot of things that are called brims or breams. The scientific name is Lipomis and related genera. So maybe that's the genus name? I don't know. But there's a lot of brims out there, or breams. This is from, let's see, Middle High German Brehen, which means to shine. So maybe they're very shiny fishes. Next is the second form of the same word, but this one says it's pronounced bream, not brim, spelled the same. Transitive verb from 1626, to clean a ship's bottom by heating and scraping. to clean by heating and scraping. This is probably from the Dutch Brem. Furze? F-U-R-Z-E? Does that mean furze? I don't know what that word is. That is from the use of burning furze in the cleaning. Ah, so yeah, that's... Furze is a word, and I don't know what it be. It's a something that's stuck to the bottom of the boat, probably. Probably, maybe it's related to these fish. I don't know. F-U-R-Z-E. No clue what that is, so we're going to get there later. But yeah, it's about cleaning that stuff off the boat. Usually a boat. Next is the word breast. B-R-E-A-S-T. First form, noun, from before the 12th century. Yes, a lot of people probably, you know, want to giggle at this. You know, when I was younger, I would, but these are just things that exist in the world. Number one, also, it has multiple definitions, so it's not always just the one thing that it sounds like. Okay, number one, either of the pair of mammary glands extending from the front of the chest in pubescent and adult human females and some other mammals. Also, either of the analogous but rudimentary organs of the male chest, especially when enlarged. I was going to say, yeah, men have breasts too, but men can get breast cancer. Okay, 2A, the fore or ventral part of the body between the neck and the abdomen. 2B, the part of an article of clothing covering the breast. 3, the seat of emotion and thought. Synonym is bosom, B-O-S-O-M. We read that before. 4A, something resembling a breast. And then I skip the part in parentheses, so it says something as a front, swelling, or curving part resembling a breast. And then 4B, we have the number 6 definition for the word face, F-A-C-E. That's interesting. We'll see what we get there. Breasted is an adjective. This is from, let's see, what's the most important part of this etymology? From Old Irish brew, which means belly, from the Russian bryuko. That's not how they say it. That's the most interesting part. Second form of breast, it is a transitive verb from 1599. 1, to contend with resolutely. Synonym is confront, as in breasting the waves. I don't think I've heard this used as a verb before. Number 2, this is chiefly British. Synonyms are climb and ascend. Number 3, to thrust the chest against, as in the sprinter breasted the tape. That one makes sense. Now we have breast beating, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1938. Noisy, demonstrative protestation, like protesting, protestation, as of grief, anger, or self-recrimination. Noisy, demonstrative protestation, as of grief, anger, or self-recrimination. Lots of big words that are hard to say when you don't use them normally. Breast beating. And the last one is breastbone, all one word, noun from before the 12th century. And the synonym is just the word sternum. So we had break point, breakthrough, break up value, break water, bream or brim, breast, breast beating, and breast bone. Well, let's pick a brim as the word of the episode. It's kind of fish I haven't heard of before because I don't know all the fishes in the waters. Okay, we finished page 152. Thank you for listening. Please rate and review if you can. Subscribe if you can. Important to do that because once I hit 1,000 episodes, you are not going to have access to the old stuff. So go do that. That's what they tell me. Contact me. Send me a message if you so wish. Let's talk. Give me your opinions on marshmallows or whatever. Was that this episode or was that the last episode? I don't remember. What else do we want to say? Go please be kind to people. The world can be depressing sometimes. On that note, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.